utilized as a travel way. If Story County has a more accurate survey or depiction of the travel way, I would certainly appreciate seeing those. Another concern of the planning department is that Highland Road terminates at the property to the east. It appears that this area of travel, this is a quote, it appears that this area of travel way within the easement on the applicant's property is utilized as a turnaround for the termination of the road. Again, I'll have you look at the historical photo before I did any grading for placement of my well and my septic, et cetera. None of the north one quarter or 25 feet of this portion of the 10,000 square foot easement is used as a travel way. A very small portion may be used as a turnaround. I suspect the dump trucks with their dual wheels may have to back into this space, but there really isn't more room on my property in the easement that they would use as a turnaround. My property in the easement in my property is a very small portion of that 10,000 square feet. If you refer to those pictures I gave you, the aerial pictures, the majority of this cleared area that's in blue is a result of trespassing on my property, not part of the easement. The HOA and I believe neighbors park snow plows on that, and often they're parked for prolonged periods of time over the winter. I appreciate the work they do. They do a great job keeping these roads cleared. They have pushed snow onto private property. Again, not the easement. You can see from the topography map, there is an unnatural square outline where they have piled snow onto my property and created huge berms that sit there for much of the winter. This isn't easement, it is private property. And unfortunately, over the years, this small area has been used to dump garbage. The only reason that area is cleared at this point is because of those kinds of activities. I have not cleared that area. At any rate, they note that this area in front of my property is mostly used as a travel way. No, it is not. You need to take a detour, as you can see again from the pictures, to veer into my property in order to get up to the two properties above me. Placing the front of my garage 10 feet closer to the easement will have absolutely no bearing on the availability of the 10,000 square foot turnaround. My garage will still be 45 feet from the travel way versus 55 feet. The great majority of this 10,000 foot square easement, 10,000 square foot easement at the cul-de-sac is also still available for a turnaround. I will be not disrupting that whatsoever. There was a concern by the planning department that there was concern that I might not have plenty of on-site parking availability. I will have at least 45 feet of driveway, three cars wide. I'll have an entire front yard where I can park vehicles, but I don't intend to use this as a parking lot. This area of the easement is not mostly used as a travel way or a turnaround. Very little of the travel way crosses the corner of my property. The red line annotated by the staff on the satellite image, again, shows a detour onto the easement and partly onto my property. It would not make any sense to use this on a regular basis. I believe that not granting, or that this is a hardship, it's not self-imposed. I have opportunity for different accesses. The optimum place to build is on the hill with a view rather than down near Highland Road where there are a few homes and frankly not all of them are in the best repair. I do not think there's anything to support the statement that this is a hardship on anybody else in the community. The travel way is not affected, the turnaround is not affected, the aesthetics of less concrete and asphalt will improve my property, improve property values, and improve property values around me. Finally, the staff noted at present when they first met me at the property that they had received one comment from an adjacent neighbor with concerns about the property, about the project. They note the adjacent neighbor was sent a public hearing notice on July 25th, 2023. As far as I know, there was no written comment objecting to my request, and there was no verbal comment from the public at the planning department meeting. Perhaps this was a personal communication. I don't know what the nature of this communication was, and I have no ability to address that, but would be glad to if that would be provided. I believe my variance request satisfies all of the findings of fact as listed in the consideration of the motion for approval beginning on page 13 of the planning department's report. I request that the county commission approve my variance request. Thank you for your time. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Certainly several issues for us to discuss. If it's all right, what I'd like to do is take a short recess just to allow us to consider, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation. Five minutes. Should we push it out to 10? What do you think? Okay. We'll be back about 12:20.